Well, we welcome you back to Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Michael Wilson is the Tuolumne County Behavioral Health Director, and he's joining us on this weekend show. We're talking about a number of topics. Director Wilson, earlier you referenced the Crisis Response Unit, and I'd like to follow up a little bit on that topic. Can you explain a little bit about what the unit is and the types of things that they respond to?
Yeah, the unit is our crisis and triage services. We currently have a grant to provide triage in partnership with law enforcement to provide intervention and assessment, crisis assessment in the community prior to anyone having to be, you know, brought into the hospital or brought into our crisis unit here. Our main crisis operate, I said again, 24/7. We have a crisis line. We have staff that work from 8 a.m. to 2 a.m. They, around 7 p.m. in the afternoon, they transition to Adventist Health Sonora to work directly from the emergency department there, because that is where most individuals in a psychiatric crisis are taken. The service is available to anyone that needs it. If you're not sure, call and figure out if intervention needs to be taken. Again, the number is 209-533-7000. And we, you know, strive to kind of, we're striving to change our crisis service to be more in the community to avoid disrupting, services, to make it less trauma on the individual to have to be taken in by police or ambulance. If we can kind of provide the same level of service in the community, which has its challenges, that's what we're aiming for. So, you know, if the community has any questions about our crisis service, they're more than welcome to call Behavioral Health. You can talk directly to me. The main number here at Behavioral Health is 533-6245. And we'll try to answer your questions and take your input as well, because we really want to strive to serve the community in the fashion that they wish to be served.
Is it a fairly active unit at this point, or is it kind of a rarity that they go out to respond to different things?
It is a rarity, and we are, again, making efforts to expand when and how we can go out. Of course, it's far easier for us to do that during business hours, but, you know, crises do not occur during business hours necessarily. We've got some work around that, and I've encouraged, like, some of our key partners, particularly law enforcement, if there's any desire to have behavioral health respond in tandem, to call us if they get a less than favorable response, that, you know, they're encouraged to call me directly as well, so I can make that happen.
You also mentioned that you have a Mental Health Services Act stakeholder process. Can you explain a little bit more about that and what comes from that process?
Yeah, the stakeholder process is mandated by law, and it's hugely important and informative. So it guides how we spend our money through the Mental Health Services Act. The stakeholder process occurs several times a year. We use it to, for instance, decide how we're going to launch innovation projects. So every county in the state can have a unique innovation project, more than one likely in the larger counties. But here we're looking at launching an innovation program to serve the schools, to serve the students within the schools, to help the superintendent of schools and all the 12 different districts we have here to provide services they may not always have available to them. It'll be a challenge, to overcome some of the logistical barriers around distance and access, but we hope to have a clinician provide services to several schools within Tuolumne County. We also want to pair them with navigators, staff that can help children and their families navigate the complexities of services in the community, you know, getting into the right type of service, right type of behavioral health care or other resources that family may need. The innovation of this program is to kind of reach families, to impact the family unit and help the families. You know, I believe that, you know, the family is hugely important for a healthy child to succeed in school and to grow up healthy, happy, and productive. So we hope to be able to, through the work at the school and through identifying children in need, to impact the family unit as a whole.
When you look at that youth population and children in schools, what are the types of things and services that they could benefit from?
Well, you know, just knowing what resources are available, I believe most family knows about, like, you know, free and reduced lunches. You know, are they aware of, with their health insurance, are they aware that they might, what it takes to get behavioral health services, to get counseling, to get medication, to get that kind of attention? I just talked to a young woman yesterday that didn't realize her health plan was supposed to provide behavioral health services. So to, as experts, we can help individuals and families access those services, whatever they be. You know, it could even be like food pantries or assistance with utilities, all those things that individuals that we take for granted because we're so close to those services, but others may not know those services exist. And they also include, you know, vocational rehab or help with access to education. There's a ton of things out there that are available to the community, and accessing them can be a challenge. And the first obstacle is just getting the information out there and that individuals know about these services.
You know, behavioral health in general, not just necessarily the youth population. You know, looking back over just recent years, what kind of trends have you noticed? Are you seeing an increased demand in services, a leveled demand in services, decreasing demand? What kind of observations have you made?
For youth particularly, we've seen a decrease in access to our services, but that's because we have a strong community partners here in Tuolumne County. The tribal clinics offer a lot of services, as well as Adventist Health has their clinics, and all the private practitioners as well. So we have in some ways, we have a wealth of services, and children have kind of migrated to follow those services in the community. Overall, we've seen a decrease in access for, again, as a managed care plan serving Medi-Cal beneficiaries, keeping that in mind, we've seen a decrease in access of our services.
You know, are there any misconceptions that you feel that there are in the community about what behavioral health service does or doesn't do?
Thanks for asking. The biggest one is that we are to serve everyone in the county, and that everyone can receive services from county behavioral health. And that's not the case. We are the safety net when it comes to crisis and providing those services. And for uninsured as well, we provide some services to the uninsured. But we are, again, a managed care plan serving Medi-Cal beneficiaries for both mental health and substance use services.
Well, we've got just a couple more minutes left on this weekend's Motherlode Views. Director Wilson, anything else that we didn't talk about today that would be worth pointing out?
Just a reminder about our community forum for behavioral health, Thursday, May 6th at 5:30 to 7 via Zoom. I failed to mention that this will be an ongoing forum. So I plan to bring different panelists together, different providers, different specialists in the community for different topics around behavioral health. So this will be just the first, and hopefully the next may even be in person. About every other month is what I'm targeting at this point to kind of bring a panel together to address different issues that the community may be concerned about. So I'd also like to hear from the community. What issues would you like us to talk about? And we will put out efforts to communicate that and advertise that and to have a vehicle for people to provide us feedback and suggestions as well.
Well, Director Wilson, we thank you for your time, and thanks for coming on Motherlode Views.
Thank you for having me.
Again, we've been talking with Michael Wilson, who is the director of the Tuolumne County Behavioral Health Department. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Once again, a programming note, next week on Motherlode Views, we'll be talking with Lori Giannini with the Calaveras County Fair. They're gearing up for a big event coming up in May. That is next week on Motherlode Views.
You've been listening to Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views has been brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.